Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jacqueline Whitmore is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jacqueline is the author of Business Class, Etiquette Essentials for Success at Work, and also Poised for Success. She is an etiquette, one of the leading international etiquette experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy, the founder of the Protocol School of Palm Beach, and our new friend, Jacqueline Whitmore. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's so great to be here with you. Thanks for inviting me.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad we're talking about etiquette, because I probably need, you know, every so often I need to get a little bit of a refresher course, because I tend to rust out a little bit quicker maybe than other people do. So I always need somebody to punch me up a little bit. So when you talk, what's the difference in business etiquette and the kind of etiquette we try to teach my grandsons?
Right. Well, business etiquette is quite different than social etiquette, because in the business arena, men and women are equal. And so the business arena is gender neutral. So I'll give you a prime example. Let's say a female colleague invites you to lunch. Okay, in social etiquette, usually the man pays. But in business etiquette, the person who does the inviting does the paying.
Mm-hmm.
So she would be responsible for paying for your lunch.
What if she doesn't know that, Jacqueline?
Well,
I'm just having some fun with you.
But to come to me, the Protocol School of Policy.
I know, but Jacqueline, that doesn't help me when I'm out here in the wilderness with this issue in front of me. You know, I can't say, here, go buy this book, right? No, I'm having a little fun.
I'm having a little fun with you, but
I think the point I'm making, which I know that you know this point, is that it's a little bit of a squishy situation for guys these days, isn't it?
It's very tricky for men and women. We don't know whether we should kiss, bow, or shake hands anymore, because we're living in an environment where we're working with different generations. We are working with different cultures. We're making a lot of mistakes because of technology, the cell phones, the email. And business etiquette is more in demand than ever.
Well, I agree. So let's go back to this social versus business etiquette. So we're at this lunch. I agree with you. If you're talking about a peer, if it's just a friend and somebody who's a peer, not a customer, not a client, not a boss, something like that, then I agree with you. It's whoever invites typically pays, unless you get arm wrestled and there's some other reason. It's just peer to peer. But that's really more social, isn't it?
Well, in social etiquette, you know, it's changed there too, because now what I'm seeing is women are asking men out on dates. Women are paying for dates. I don't necessarily agree with it. I think that I'm a little old fashioned.
You're old fashioned are showing here, Jacqueline.
Well, I think that we're seeing it in the social arena too, but in business, it can make or break a business deal if you don't know the etiquette rules.
Right.
And so I'll give you another example. Let's just say that, you're having dinner and with somebody, it doesn't matter, male or female, and that person has their head buried in their plate and they're eating like a barbarian. So is that a reflection on them professionally? Maybe, maybe not, but people are making assumptions or judgments based on what they see, based on our body language.
Right,
and 55% of the way we are evaluated, 55% is through nonverbal communication.
I know people who won't hire someone, would not hire a manager or an executive unless they had dined with them at least once, to have an opportunity to see how they behaved in a setting like that.
a lot of employers are taking job candidates to dinner just to see how they maneuver their knife and fork. Can they carry on a decent conversation? Do they order too much food? Do they order alcohol? It's a test. That dining experience has become a test in the business arena.
And this is the thing, Jacqueline, not so much whether I use the right fork or not, but whether I'm capable of being self-aware of the surroundings and what's really more important. What's really more important is not that I get my steak a certain way. It's that the guests, our clients, our prospects, are the business at hand is front and center. Not how I use the right bread plate or not. Am I right about that or wrong? What do you think?
That's exactly correct. And also, if your manners are impeccable, for example, if you are using your knife and fork the correct way and you don't chew with your mouth closed, but you put your cell phone on the table and you text while you're having dinner with a client,
that's
a deal breaker.
Unless you said to them in advance, please forgive me, but, you know, my mother's sick or my kid's in the hospital, whatever, you know, I've got one thing that I have to deal with, and I think today most people are okay with that. What do you think?
Oh, I do. I do. I think most people are okay if, as long as you have a...
Just avoid it, if at all possible.
I mean, if you're expecting a call from the President of the United States or you're expecting an organ transplant, of course people are going to understand. But just putting your cell phone on the table and glancing at it and every time it pings it is probably going to... be a distraction.
Do you agree that this thing about the guys and the girls is a little tricky for guys, especially because it seems to me that the feminists that I know want to be treated like a feminist until they don't. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure I can speak to that. All I can say is that my motto is treat others the way you would like to be treated.
Right.
And you mentioned a really good point about being mindful of your surroundings, being mindful about how your behavior affects other people. And we tend to live in a bubble these days, particularly because of our smartphones. We bury our heads in our smartphones. But I always try. I'm not perfect, and no one is. But I always try to observe what's going on around me, what people are doing around me, how people are reacting around me. And so... It's really just a good practice to be in. So
I've gotten where I say, may I get the door for you, and then let them decide.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that thought, Jackie.
Right.
Quick, Jackie, quick website, please. What's your website, quickly?
My website is
quickly.
etiquetteexpert.com.
Etiquetteexpert.com. Quick break, 20 after. Hugs or shaking hands after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.